I invite you to close your eyes and to ponder the statement that God is biased in love. And if you wish to replace the word God with something else that connects to you, equally powerful, we invite you to do that now. The great creator of all that is biased in love. Spirit is biased in love. My universal partner is biased in love. My guides and angels are biased in love. The unified field from which I came from and which I return to is biased in love. Whatever words you choose to use to describe an energy bigger and beyond anything you've ever been told, that energy is biased in love, and it seeks to be found and recognized. Do you wish to find it? It is simply a matter of your intent to do so, for it has hands outstretched, ready to connect with you. And from this place of biased in love, let us now receive a message from Kryon, biased in love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's traditional that we often have four channelings of the month that somehow relate to each other, a series, if you wish. And this is no exception. One of the things that is happening on this planet now that we have talked about would take place is that human nature is actually changing. That's because consciousness is changing. How do you even define human nature? Well, you'd say, well, that's what humans tend to do. It's also responsible for history repeating itself because humans tend to do that. They tend to go to war. They tend to not to be satisfied. They tend to compete for resources. This is human nature. It's changing. And the change is because consciousness is starting to evolve. It's an evolvement then that we're talking about. Not an evolvement of a physical human being, but it's time for an evolvement of a consciousness within the human being. What will that look like? Is it really happening? Oh, it is. You can look around you in your society, on your planet, on all the things that you get that are reported to you, and you can see it clearly. People are starting to object to things that were always the same and had been for hundreds of years. The things that your grandfather saw and that never changed are now things you are looking at, and being a lot more circumspect with your consciousness. Is this correct? Is it not? And so many times you're coming up with, it is not correct, and we're going to change it. So instead of simply complaining about the incorrectness or the dysfunction of the past, or even the present, it is always now followed by action. That's the difference. You're starting to see an evolvement taking place in humanity. So the four channelings we're giving this month is, what are the four major evolvement areas that you might see? The first one may surprise you, but it's going to be the key to all the others. What is it, dear one, that besets most of humanity? What is it you come in with that you wish you didn't have? What is it that when you finally start looking at yourselves and those grand mirrors that are being given you for self-inspection, for a reflection of who you are, what are you seeing that is difficult to acknowledge? especially for those of you watching this program who are interested in spiritual things, perhaps, or interested in yourselves, perhaps, or bettering your life. What is it that you look at that perplexes you? Almost universally, you look at yourself and you say, why is it that I don't have more self-worth? Even the one who prances around and looks so important when they're alone, they know better. That is something that almost all of you are born with, low self-worth. And the oxymoron of this, the thing that doesn't make any sense about this, is you're born magnificent. We've told you this. You're not born dirty, dear ones. This is a narrative you've been given. And that is part of why that is happening on the planet, that you feel such a low self-worth, that as soon as you come out of the womb, seemingly, all that you hear is not how magnificent you are, but rather it's the opposite. From so many areas, you learn you're nothing and you have to build yourself into something and you'll never be anything unless you do this or that. There's no assumption that you are any different from low going to high. There's nobody who's telling you, welcome to Earth, magnificent one. Look what you've come in with. Wow. Can't you hardly wait to grow up and use it? That's not the message, is it? No. The message is that you cannot even talk to God without an interpreter, or the message is you're not even worthy to think about it. That's the message. And almost all of the cultures on the planet have that kind of a message in some form. God is great, and you are not. You come in with lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of that message being given to you, trying hard to be worthy, and of course, not making it. Dear ones, it's time to shift that perception. The evolvement of the human being is one you're going to start seeing where the human understands they are magnificent. And it starts to change who they are. Not in an egotistical way. Magnificence is wisdom. It's mastery. Magnificence is compassion. That's magnificent. And that is what we have been talking about now for over 33 years. The human being comes in with divinity. And it's the task for you to find it. Well, an evolving humanity is finding it. Universally, let me tell you something that I will echo in every channel. This is not for a selected few. This is not for the religious. This is not for those who are only thinking about spiritual things and trying to help themselves in this way. This is for every single human being. They're feeling it. The earth is starting to awaken to a little more compassion. They're starting to realize, well, maybe they're not dirty at all. Maybe there's wisdom. Maybe they deserve things. Maybe there's a birthright involved that they never even thought about. The birthright of peace on earth, of living together. There's something else dysfunctional. You've always been told the more humans are on the planet, the worse it's going to get. The more bad ones will be there. What if it were the opposite? What if the more there are, the more collective consciousness understands that they're beautiful? That there is a collective consciousness that occurs because of a number of humans that says, wow, we know who we are. And it's not dirty ones. It's magnificent ones. We can do this. And they start to come together collectively, and the leadership starts to change and understand it. And they say to their leadership, we want peace between nations. That's number one. So our children will have a good time and a chance on this planet to have perhaps what our children did not, or our grandfathers did not. That's an evolving humanity, and it starts with self-worth. You're going to hear this message from me many times, and you may think you've heard it before, but each time I give a channeling, I give it in a newer energy than before. That often means there have been other doors opened that now I can speak of because you can see them. It's one thing to arrive 33 years ago and tell you you're not going to have World War III, even though all your prophecies say you are. When I told you, though, not to fear the year 2000, when you were told the Armageddon was here. And all of that fell on ears that said, no way. No, we know better, because for years our prophets have been telling us this and this and this. Now you sit in this particular year, 2023, and none of those things happened. And instead, you get an awakening planet. That is a prophecy you have to look for. It's been given by many of the indigenous as they looked at the times that you were in. They looked at the layers and the phases, the cycles that happen. And this is the cycle that was predicted, the evolution cycle. Dear ones, you sit in a magnificent time of opportunity, of awakening, of love. I want you to understand that and feel that, instead of what you think is coming or what you've been told is coming. You are in control of all of it in a way you never were before. In a way you never were before. That's the empowered human being on the planet. I'm crying in love with you all for good reason. And so it is.